This is the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast. Barstool Talk Daily. Except it's really early in the morning and no booze. For the most part.
Brandon, have you put any thought into using any more Ren and Stimpy songs?
I thought about Log.
Log!
That's a log. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's log.
It's log.
It's better than bad, it's good. Everyone wants a log. You're going to love it, Log.
Genius.
How about the monkey song? Do you remember that one?
I don't remember the monkey song.
I want to be a monkey. A monkey, monkey, monkey. How about Don't Whiz on the Electric Fence?
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Don't whiz on
the electric fence. Just some, you know.
This is what we did when you were gone. We literally sat here and just watched the beginning of many Nickelodeon.
That one scene with the electric fence when Ren comes home and just goes off on Stimpy and Sven, his cousin. Mm. It's fantastic. And we were starting to realize, how the hell was this thing on Nickelodeon?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of cartoons.
A lot of it's very grotesque. Theme,
but there's the one scene where they're selling rubber nipples. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally door-to-door rubber nipple salesmen. They go up to this house.
What's wrong with the rubber nipple?
They go up to this house. They knock on the door. A horse answers.
Like a big, muscular horse.
Who's wearing rubber everywhere. He says, I quote, no, sir. Don't got a need for him. But then he asks about rubber walrus protectors. And he pulls a walrus out of the house. And he's holding it up by his hair. The walrus looks directly at the screen and says,
call the police.
What the hell?
I wish we could ask like the creators of that show and be like, what were you on?
Let's see, it was the 90s. And I think cocaine was still, you know, carrying over from the crack was pretty big.
Well, don't forget Powdered Toast Man either.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Point. Oh.
All right. You just remembered Powdered Toast Man. You're welcome.
Coming up, we're going to...
Falusi was the creator of this.
He created it. There's a story, like, he created it, then after a couple of seasons over creative differences, he got booted, and it got taken over by other people other than the creator. So, Ren and Stimpy could be ready for a comeback, you know, with all this stuff they're bringing back from the 90s. It seems like Ren and Stimpy could... Remember they brought back Beavis and Butthead.
And it was for one season. And it was funny. Did you watch it at all?
I didn't catch any of it.
I loved it.
It was great.
Yeah.
The new season was great. And I, as far as I know, that was just that one season and that was it. They're also, although speaking of Mike Judge, they're getting further in the talks of bringing back King of the Hill.
Dang it. Wow. I think, you know what? They made it too grotesque for him, Ren and Stimpy. That's why he left.
Is that what you're reading?
Yeah, I'm reading an article and it's saying like how the creator of Ren and Stimpy changed the face of cartoons and then he got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said it all changed when the hippies came into power.
When the hippies came in. Ren and Stimpy used to be an American institution and then the hippies came and took over.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Did you say you have an off-season update of Game of Thrones?
I do.
Hey, first of all, yeah. Fear the Walking Dead is back on Sunday.
Yes.
Did you ever end up getting into this season?
I never did. I think I need to, though.
It's better.
But
it got better.
I don't have time for TV. That's the problem. Like
you got to make time for
watching,
TV.
I'm watching The Defenders in 20-minute chunks.
Well, you got to listen. You got to get your priorities straight.
Yeah, okay.
So what's Game of Thrones isn't back until next year, maybe
in 2019.
Yeah, maybe even 2019 they're now
saying.
I think
they're filming this October. No. So they're going to start filming in about a month.
All right.
So this theory has to do with how the characters die based on how they lived. Let me give you one example.
Is Cersei going to get bitched to death?
She's going to get drunk.
Here's the first example. It has to do with Ned Stark. If you remember, the first episode, he used his greatsword to behead the Night's Watchman.
Yes. Yeah, because he thought he was lying about seeing the White Walker, but he wasn't. So he beheaded one of his own men.
How did Ned Stark die?
He was beheaded. He was executed.
King Joffrey gave the command to execute Ned. How did he die?
He was poisoned.
And he was unable to speak.
Oh, okay. All right.
Tywin Lannister, he ordered the Red Wedding where the Stark family was killed by a bunch of crossbows. How did Tywin die?
Oh, from a crossbow.
From a crossbow by Tyrion, but...
On a toilet.
As I recall from the Red Wedding, plenty of people had their throats cut, too.
So. Well, we're getting there. Hold on. We're getting there. Roose Bolton killed Robb Stark with a knife to the heart. Roose Bolton was killed with a knife to the heart. Walder Frey ordered Catelyn Stark's throat cut. How did Walder Frey die?
Throat was cut by
Arya, who then stole his face.
Ramsay Bolton was fond of feeding people to his hounds.
He was fed to his hounds.
The Sand Snakes were killed by their own instruments. Nymeria was killed by her own whip. One was impaled by her own spear.
Oh.
Olenna Tyrell killed Joffrey with poison.
And she was forced to drink poison.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so you're saying how...
Well, some of these wouldn't work, though. Like the other Sand Snake, she was poisoned and had to die in front of her mother.
No, the one and that was the one whose favorite method was poison.
Oh.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Aha, see?
Because she was the one, Bronn. Aha! Remember, she poisoned Bronn. And then she made him say, like, tell me I'm the prettiest girl in the world. Yeah,
when they were in prison. Littlefinger betrayed Ned Stark by putting a knife to his throat.
Yes.
With the cat's paw dagger. How did Littlefinger die?
With the same dagger.
With the same dagger. So you're saying the theory is however they killed someone else...
Not necessarily.
...is how they're going
to
die?
I mean, it could be how they were killed, but it also has something to do with the character. Ygritte. What was her weapon of choice?
Was she the you-know-nothing Jon Snow
bow and arrow.
Her. And how did she die?
The little kid, Oliver, hit her with the bow and arrow.
There you go. Jon Snow killed his brother, Corrin Halfhand, and then later he's killed by his Night's Watch brothers.
Okay.
So there's a link between anything that they've done to the actual method of how they died.
So I would say it's a little bit of poetic justice for a lot of the characters. Like if you kill, like so Walder Frey slit the throat of, slit the throat of Catelyn Stark. And then so poetic justice, Catelyn's daughter slit his throat. I would say that's poetic justice.
Well, does that mean Arya's going to die by having her throat slit?
Well, if she dies, she may live to the end. To be honest, like maybe that's what our Deadpool should be next year, is not who dies, but who do we think will make it to the end?
Daenerys killed a lot of people by having her dragons breathe on him. Maybe she'll be killed by her own dragons.
Maybe she'll be killed by the ice dragon.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Okay.
Because the fire of the dragons won't kill her.
But the ice dragon can. So there's a link between all of these things. And somebody obviously spent way too much time watching this stuff because I didn't come up with it.
Well, see, Hodor was killed by holding a door, so that must mean the door gets killed.
Wait, wasn't the door annihilated in that?
The door was annihilated.
Do you not love the new theory where everyone blames Hot Pie for like what's happened this season?
I haven't seen that one.
Everyone's blaming Hot Pie because if he wouldn't have told Arya that Jon Snow was King of the North, she would have gone straight to King's Landing and killed Cersei and none of this would have happened. Like Daenerys would still have all three dragons. Everyone should be blaming Hot Pie for this.
All right.
Thanks, Hot Pie.
Okay. Well, what predictions does it have then? If that's the theory, you've told us what has happened. Mm-hmm. What does it?
Well, that's up to you, dude. Haven't you seen the show?
Yeah, but even when we start talking about it, I remember how much I've forgotten about this show already. Like Jon Snow had a brother named Halfhand. I don't even remember that character, and I watched every episode.
Brother of the Night Watch.
Oh, a brother of the Night Watch.
Yeah. Night Watch brother, Corrin Halfhand.
Yeah. I still just love though, and it's like if Hot Pie hadn't told Arya that Jon was King of the North, she would have returned. She wouldn't have gone to Winterfell. Cersei would have been long dead. Jon wouldn't have needed to go catch a White Walker. Daenerys wouldn't have lost a dragon trying to save him. And the Night King wouldn't have destroyed the Wall with a dead dragon. And everyone would have united to fight the Night King. This is all Hot Pie's fault.
The last season would have been two episodes instead of eight. Nobody or seven. Nobody would have been happy with that, right?
Yeah, but maybe it'd be like a nice happy one where they like ride off on a dragon together.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Into the studio, toll-free studio line is 844-305-6210. That's 844-305-6210. Or if you want to leave a message, you can do that on the neckline. We've got a 24-hour neckline that you could call. Leave a message anytime. It could get played back on the air. 844-805-6325. That's 844-805-NECK to call and leave a message on the neckline. Why don't we hear a couple calls off the neckline?
Hey, ¿qué pasó, Brendan? What happened to your Patriots?
You got to expect that, right?
Yeah. Nobody, if my team sucked, nobody would call up to talk about
congratulate you.
Yeah. Chances are that guy is a fan of a team that sucks.
You think he's a fan of a team that sucks?
Well,
because all other teams
suck. I can tell you that if he's calling to mock the Patriots, he's a fan of a team that didn't win the Super Bowl last year. So, yeah.
I like how Brandon tries to remain so detached from it. Yeah, it doesn't bother me. But you really go to the wall to defend the Patriots.
Well, because I'm a fan. Of course I'm going to. All
right.
But in the long run, it's a game that I didn't even play in. That's the one thing that boggles my mind. People were like, oh, yeah, we kicked your ass. No, you didn't. You weren't on the field. You sat there and drank beer. Congratulations. You bought it. You bought a jersey of a team that won.
What would get you riled? Like if the Patriots lost their first three, would you start to get?
No.
No, it wouldn't bother you.
That's a game.
You don't care that much.
No, I do. I'm still going to follow him. I'm still going to watch the games. I'm still going to root for him. Is it going to affect my life? No.
All right.
I'm not a psychopath.
This is Anton, longtime listener. I heard your True Crime report about the woman getting stuck in the window, and it made me think of a video that you guys might want to look up during one of the music breaks. It's called Jennifer is a Party Pooper. I think you'll all have a great time with it. Love the show. Have a great morning.
Is anybody going
to video?
Oh, you looked it up?
I did. It sounds like the guy from The Room. And it's just a guy talking about a girl named Jennifer who they told him is a party pooper. It's about a minute and 50 seconds.
Is it interesting?
No, it's not.
Why would that guy call and say we should watch it?
Because he sounds like the guy from The Room.
Who, the guy in the video or the caller?
The guy in the video.
Oh, okay.
I know. I expected more, Anton, all right?
So I can skip it. I don't have to look it up. All right, because there are probably a lot of people who are like, I'm going to look up Jennifer's party pooper.
Hi, guys. I've been hearing you guys advertise the event this Saturday with the Mexican food and all that stuff. However, you keep mispronouncing folclórico. I've been hearing it different ways. It's folklorico, like folklore. So the L is before and after the K. And you may want to let the rest of the crew know because it's been happening all day, not just in the morning. Love you guys.
I haven't mispronounced folklorico.
No, I haven't heard anybody mispronounce it.
Is anybody guilty? I say it right.
That's spelled
folklorico.
Folklorico.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know who she's hearing.
There's two L's in there.
Yeah.
Folklorico.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody mispronounce it. All right. Sorry.
Sorry.
I mean, some people criticize if you don't say, if I say Juarez, they're like, no, it's Juarez. That's a little too picky, isn't it?
I've always thought
it was a little too picky. What's a city that's right across the border from El Paso? Juarez. No. It's Juarez.
Juarez.
Say it like it's Wattis.
Juarez.
Yeah, well, Juarez. When I talk about the capital of France, I don't say Paris.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
How?
Bahrain.
It's a parrot. Or I like, pronounce it the American way.
In England, Edinburgh. It's supposed to be Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Edinburgh. Oh, I like that.
Let's not get too carried away on this pronunciation stuff.
Yeah.
I don't say that Denver is in the state of Colorado. Colorado.
Maybe you should, though.
Yeah.
And the team that plays in Denver is the Broncos.
Los Broncos.
I got to go to Amarillo. Amarillo.
And it's like, it's kind of
sorry,
like.
Sorry, I'm American. I pronounce things the American way.
Well, the thing is, too, think about it. Like when you go to Austin, do you call it the Guadalupe or do you call it the Guadalupe?
Everybody there calls it Guadalupe.
Yeah. So you just kind of win in Rome, win in Austin.
I guess.
Guadalupe.
I just love how Lisa always tries to play dumb, play so cutesy. I don't know about sports. I don't know about this. I'm so cute. I don't know about movies. Except for when it comes to quiz time. And then, oh, she's the expert. She's just so full of crap.
That's true. I don't know. That's such a good impersonation of you. It sounds exactly like you.
I don't know about this. I'm so cute.
Yeah. And then quiz time comes around and you know all the answers.
Because I watch I Love the 80s, I Love the 90s. I know the basics of what like it is, but I just don't. I choose to not watch it.
She's just so full of crap.
Hey.
Why are you so sensitive about it?
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Irma is now expected to move directly to the center of Florida, through the center of Florida.
It's going
to
go straight up the state,
it's just
going
to, like it's on a path, like a predetermined path to just screw up Florida.
That's the thing is, you know, we were talking about how they have the different models and it's, you know, kind of projections of where this thing is going to go. They've been pretty spot on from the second this thing became a hurricane. This is the path that they said that it was going to take. And it has not varied much at all. The only thing that I've seen is a little bit different that changed with the 8 a.m. Eastern update this morning was originally it had it taking a right turn when it gets to Florida and then heading straight north and then kind of staying on a northerly path and then almost curving back east. But now it's actually heading inland west to go over Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee.
Irma is still a Category 5. Harvey was a Category 4 when it hit land in Houston.
Right.
But Irma will be downgraded to a Category 4. But listen to this. This figure stuck out to me. They're estimating that Irma could cause $300 billion in damage to downtown Miami alone.
Yeah.
And people are being encouraged, you know, get the hell out. Hey, when you were in Florida in the Miami area, did they ever have an evacuation where they told people to get out of here? And did it seem like a ghost town when they did that?
I can't remember.
You weren't there for Andrew, were you? No, that
Andrew's 92.
Yeah, Andrew was a long time ago.
I don't think we ever had an actual evacuation, but I did just see a couple of friends who live in Florida kind of talking about it on social media. And when I was there, all the hurricanes, somebody was in the building at all times. There's multiple people actually in the buildings during the hurricanes. I was one of them, which wasn't so bad. It's built for Category 4, Category 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're kind of safer.
But with this one, the guy who still works there said by Friday night, They're going to simulcast the news station and everybody's leaving the building and they're leaving it as is.
Oh, like so they're taking this more seriously than anything since at least Andrew.
Yeah,
right?
They're getting out of Dodge on that one.
I mean, we're still.
That says something.
This could be worse than Harvey.
I would be willing to bet it is because of the path that it's taking, it's still going to be a major hurricane, even when it gets to Orlando, which is in the middle of the state.
Yeah.
It's yeah, not gonna, so it's not going to be downgraded
when they
to
say
Category 1 until it's done with Florida.
When they say $300 billion, they're talking to Miami, to downtown Miami. Yeah, it's not, still got, yeah. That's just the beginning.
That's not talking Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, Tampa Bay.
All right, we've got another message off the neckline, another call, and it happens to be about the hurricane.
Hurricane Steve Harvey hit many, many areas of Texas so hard, I was shocked when I arrived. I had an important meeting with my entire staff before I left for Texas, and they informed me that I felt very, very heartbroken over what happened there. I really did. People are going to be talking about what I did in Texas for many, many years to come, believe me. Everybody saw me. I was there in my $2,000 Calvin Klein raincoat, my Bruno Mali galoshes, and I was standing so close to a lot of very, very wet ethnic people. Incredibly wet. And I'm ready to be an even bigger hero down in Florida with this Irma.
Right.
I mean, come on. Even the name is a disaster.
Why?
I've never met an Irma who wasn't a gigantic mess. I really haven't. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is give everybody in the Florida area a fantastic once-in-a-lifetime deal. It's an incredible deal. 50% off on all Trump beach towels, Trump water polo games, and Trump floaties for the kids. And while supplies last, if you call now, you can get an additional 25% off all Trump sump pumps. Operators are standing by. They really are.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Woo! Hi, Alicia.
How you doing?
I feel like I need, since Alicia doesn't know me, I feel like I need to let her know.
Yeah.
If I sound weird, do I sound weird?
Oh, yeah. No,
I didn't give her any disclaimer. She has no idea.
I knocked
what is
out
wrong with
all
you.
My front teeth
doing what?
A couple weeks ago.
Being
MMA fighting.
Yeah.
No. He's leaving out the with a brick wall part.
Okay. Yeah.
With a brick wall.
It was the stupidest.
He was trying to join Hogwarts. Get into that. No.
You guys are living a life out here in El Paso.
So,
knocking out teeth.
Guess what he wants for Christmas?
His two front teeth.
Yeah.
So I've got this, and this is my first day with the new teeth, and it's just like a retainer. If you knew anybody who had braces or retainer, that's what it is, a retainer.
Okay.
Brandon says I sound better with the retainer in, but to me I sound worse with the retainer in.
You want to go to cafeteria and practice some math?
Is that what I stay and get out of my room?
Martha, Martha, Martha.
So Nico, do you think I sound better with the it's called a partial.
Yeah.
Do I sound better with the partial in?
I think you sound better with the partial in. Yeah.
So uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. I know.
All right. Hashtag keep the partial.
Hashtag keep the partial.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds different. Yeah.
I'm eventually getting implants, and those are supposed to be like
C's, double D's.
You know, I was going to start gradual, just go with a B to start things off.
Yeah. You're on your back.
Alicia Cooper is here. Alicia yes. has worked on the Monique Show. She's worked on, I just found out, the Magic Johnson Show.
Mm-hmm.
Remind people who don't remember back that far, the Magic Johnson had a talk show
yes.
that came on in the mid-90s after he'd retired from the NBA for the second time.
Yeah, premiered in 1998 on Fox. And Magic was the absolute nicest person you could meet. You know, always
awesome.
Smiling, always never in a bad mood.
And people love Magic
love
Johnson. Even just, people who aren't Lakers fans love Magic.
He has a charisma that you can't buy. But, you know, as a host, it was just a little difficult for him because he had never done anything in that arena. But, you know, he gave it his all. He gave it his best. He tried really hard. And we used to love the meetings because he would come in and he would always use basketball analogies. Like, we're in the... the fourth quarter, we're down by 8. I'm like, no, we're down by more than 8. We are about to get canceled, dog.
Well, it was a weird time because you had Carson had retired a few years before, and
yes.
Letterman and Jay and mm-hmm. Conan, you know, kind of ruled.
Yeah. Right.
But and they tried a lot of different things. They gave yeah. Chevy Chase a talk show that was
yes.
just dreadful for a while.
Oh. Yeah. But they get Martin Short, like they were just mm-hmm. handing out talk shows. They, at the
right,
time.
So
you get a show, you yeah, get a show,
you get a show,
and you could tell that Magic was really out of his element.
Right.
Although, you know, the people who were on there, like when he'd interview celebrities, it was weird seeing these big celebrities, and they would treat Magic was a celebrity.
Yeah,
you know, if you're Jack Nicholson, Magic Johnson's a celebrity.
Yeah,
but
that's
it was
a good point.
Just like.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson watched more Magic than Magic watched Jack Nicholson. So it made sense. But I mean, we just, the first week, we came out gangbusters. We had Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. We had Arnold Schwarzenegger. We had all the biggest names of 98 in our first week. And the numbers were gangbusters. In the second week, I think we had like Carrot Top. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like it just, you know, it just went downhill. But a very, very fun experience.
Were you a writer?
No, I was actually a writer's assistant.
Oh, okay.
So I worked with all the writers and, you know, just kept all their bits and stuff in organized, you know, in organized form and went into the meetings and, you know, the pitch meetings to see what jokes would stay and what would go. And so we had like final draft and it was a very, very, because I had just moved to LA 3 weeks earlier and got the job because I had a production background. So that was my first job in the Hollywood situation.
Where did you grow up? Where did you grow up?
I grew up right outside of D.C. in Temple Hills, Maryland.
Okay.
So we were on the Paramount lot. We were taping the same studio Arsenio taped. So you can just imagine somebody moving from Maryland 3 weeks later, I'm on the Paramount lot working. It was a lot of fun.
Magic Johnson must have been confused when Fox came up to him and was like, we want you to talk.
He comes out with the basketball like, what?
What you mean?
Did Magic know that things weren't going good, or did they kind of shield Magic from that?
No,
Magic knew what the time was.
He knew. Well, one of the executive producers was his agent, Lon Rosen.
Mm-hmm.
Lon, you know, kept him in the loop on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, now the new Johnson is the son, EJ.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody's even thinking about Magic. EJ has taken over the world.
Is EJ a basketball player?
No. he plays with balls, I'm sure.
I'm so glad you said it because it's on the tip of my tongue.
No, EJ is Magic Johnson's. It's Irvin Johnson Jr.
Flamboyantly
out of the closet, gay son.
Hey.
I mean.
The best was when he first announced it and they're like, Magic Johnson's son's gay. And I'm like, nobody knew that? Like, that wasn't a no. Did you not see the mesh t-shirt that he was wearing?
And the stilettos.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's like 6'5".
Yeah.
And at the time, he was like 400 pounds. He's had a medical intervention since, so he's lost a lot of weight now. But if you go to his Instagram page, you'll immediately become suicidal because you're going to compare your life to his life, and there's no comparison.
Yeah, I remember he had a show on E! For a while, and like when he moved to New York, and I was just watching it.
Oh,
like,
that's his son.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's like Rich
I saw the
Kids
E!
Of
channel.
Beverly Hills or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was the Instagram. What was it like? Yeah, there was like the Fabulous Life or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just made you hate yourself.
He puts the fabulous in the fabulous life.
Yes.
I didn't know that he had the weight loss thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So now he can wear the designers he's always wanted to wear, but it's just
without oozing out of it like a sausage casing.
Your designers are sending him things now. That's a good sign.
All right. Alicia's going to be with us here for a while. Alicia Cooper, who you can follow on Instagram at Alicia Cooper. You know what? This was so thoughtful of you to give it to me, and then I realized my eyesight's not good enough to read it.
Okay. Instagram is Instagram.com/Alicia with a Y, Cooper 2.
Okay, and Facebook at?
It's fan page Alicia.
Okay. All right, Lisa, let's get back into the news. We got that hurricane bearing down in Florida.
Yeah.
And there's something called the Waffle House Index that I had never heard of.
Have you not heard of that? Brandon, he's never heard of the Waffle House Index for
FEMA.
Is it related to blue waffles?
No, thankfully. Thankfully, no. All right, so yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. Officials in the Caribbean are still trying to gauge the extent of the devastation left in the wake of Hurricane Irma. The storm hammered the islands of Antigua and Barbuda. The nation's prime minister, Gaston Brown, talked about the situation that they have over there.
I never contemplated that we could have had such damages. I mean, the Barbudan landscape was just totally decimated. I mean, 90% or more of the buildings were damaged. I mean, it literally destroyed the country. This is like having literally a bomb literally thrown on a city. I mean, that is the effect of such a hurricane.
Did he say it was like having a bomb thrown on the city?
A bomb.
Oh.
Like a bomb.
He said a bum. Oh. Like he let a bum. And they just threw him on the city.
Tomatoes.
Man
tomato.
On the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, he put Barbuda on the map because I'd never heard of it. I thought it was a typo when I saw it come across CNN.
I've never heard of Barbuda either. I've heard of Barbados.
Yeah, Bermuda.
Yeah, I heard of Bermuda. Yeah.
Heard of Antigua, but not Barbuda.
Yeah.
All right, airlines are starting to wind down some of their Florida operations as the hurricane is getting closer to several of the state's busiest airports. Hundreds of flights have been canceled for today in anticipation of Irma, which has astounded meteorologists with their relentless ferocity, broken several records as it was guided by a strong ridge of high atmospheric pressure over the Atlantic. The slightly weakened Category 4 storm slammed into Turks and Caicos early today as it barreled through the Caribbean, killing at least 11 people. Governor
sorry to interrupt, but the flight, like the last flight out of Miami, mm-hmm. is 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not on that flight, just get in your car and drive, right?
Yeah.
Just gas it up. Have you seen the roads? The roads are
a lot
just
of rain?
No, they're completely just, there's traffic.
Oh, and then they up the gas prices.
Does
so
it look
high.
Like everybody trying to get out of Washington, D.C. on Independence Day?
Yeah. The weird thing about it is, too, is I don't understand in that situation, why do they not open the other side of the freeway? To let one lane.
Because nobody's coming the other way.
Yeah. There's literally like one car.
And nobody's trying to get into the hurricane.
Have you seen the one where it's like, it's the one car coming in and it's like that guy who forgot his charger? going back. I mean, it is crazy. Yeah. They're saying that Hurricane Irma, the governor, Rick Scott of Florida, is urging people, plan now. This could be a record-setting catastrophe coast to coast because this thing is just going up Florida, and it's going to hit probably both sides of the state. He even compared it to the massive 1992 Hurricane Andrew storm.
Wow, this is Irma?
Yes,
it's Irma.
Yeah, I have never met an Irma who wasn't a hellraiser.
Hurricane Andrew is one of the worst storms in the history of Florida. This is much worse and more devastating on its current path. The storm surge is forecast to be 5 to 10 feet, which is life-threatening. Storm surge, 5 to 10 feet, life-threatening. It is wider than our entire state and could cause major and life-threatening impacts from coast to coast. Regardless of which coast you live on, be prepared to evacuate. Floridians on the West Coast cannot be complacent. Just because models show it moving close to the East Coast, the West Coast will still have hurricane conditions. We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect your family. Possessions can be replaced. Your family cannot be replaced.
Here's a little bit of happy news, or I guess from the storm. While everyone is scrambling to get supplies ahead of the hurricane, a man put a fellow shopper ahead of his own needs. A Lowe's store was fortunate to get a shipment of 216 generators at 7 a.m. yesterday, and a woman drove 30 miles to get one of them after searching for days for one. Sadly, the last one was sold to the customer next to her. The woman burst into tears because she needed the generator for her father, who's on oxygen, and she needed it as a backup in case the worst happens. But another customer, Ramon Santiago, saw her breakdown and he insisted he take the generator that he just purchased. Isn't that the nicest thing?
Yeah. Aww. He saved a life. That was big.
I bet she was hot.
Yeah.
Hey,
cynic.
Brandon, the entire time you were living in Florida, they never had anything so bad where they just said, evacuate.
I mean, they were, you know, evacuations, but it wasn't mandatory. Like when we were at the radio station, there was somebody, we were required to be at the radio station.
Yeah.
Okay, but it wasn't like a, you know, get out.
No.
So this is way bigger than anything
this
since.
This thing's going to be huge because the hurricanes that hit before were going east to west or west to east.
Right.
And so it's just kind of hitting a portion of the state. The way that Irma is going to hit Florida is it's going to get to the tip right where
okay, let me put it this
Key
way.
West is, and then go straight up.
Imagine Florida is a flaccid dong. Okay?
Always.
Which it is. It's going to start at the tip,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to work its way down the shaft until it eventually hits the balls mm-hmm. of uh-huh. Georgia and Mississippi.
So you're saying that Hurricane Irma is a fleshlight. Is that what we're
yeah,
saying?
Hurricane Irma is a fleshlight and Florida is America's dawn.
Yeah. Right. I'm still...
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Comedian Alicia Cooper's here with us. And we're going to get back into the news here in just a few minutes. And then later, I'm going to take the Mexican food in a blender challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have one of our food trucks, and they're bringing in a lot of food.
She's so pretty.
And they're going to mix it all up. So the knock, the not the knock, but what they always say about Mexican, I won't say the knock, is that Mexican food is the same five ingredients, just put together different ways on a plate, right? Uh-huh. So if they took a Mexican dish and blended it all together into a very fine puree, mm-hmm. would I be able to tell enchiladas from tacos, for mm-hmm. instance?
Or a quesadilla.
We'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing that? Are you blending up some food?
They're going to blend it back
That's
here.
What she's doing back there.
Mm-hmm. No.
And it's called the what challenge?
Mexican food in a blender challenge.
Wow.
So this would have been way better when you actually had no teeth, so you could use a straw.
That's when we found out. That's when we made
these
the
teeth
idea.
Teeth can come right out.
Yeah. Nice.
I can take these things right out.
Awesome.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? She just told us she's a dental hygienist.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She's like, so I can help him. I was like, oh, no, we've tried. Not many can help.
Buzz's eyes light up.
Sounds good to me.
Buzz is like, let me lay down.
Alicia, you had a question about the hurricane.
Yeah, I want to ask a question on air about what during a hurricane, what happens to the people on house arrest?
they probably send them to the shelter that they made out of a jail.
Okay,
because that's a true story.
I'm running with my goddamn braces. They ain't sending me nowhere.
I'm out of here.
Hey, yeah. Brandon, you're the hurricane expert on the show. What happens when people are under house arrest? Do they say, "Hey, listen, we understand," or do you gotta stay there?
I would imagine they would probably let them go somewhere to a shelter, maybe.
Maybe not.
Put them on lockdown.
Or maybe
you get one shot to be free, and that's it.
That's your get out of jail.
When the house comes crumbling down, what do you do?
No, there's a jail in Florida that they did turn into a shelter for people to come to, but they did say that they will be separating the people from the prisoners. I'm like, I'm hoping that you can fit that in.
Yeah, please separate me.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, we don't have any more room.
This man who hasn't seen a woman in 8 years.
Yeah. All right, so do you want to know?
That sounds like a good premise for a movie.
What, a hurricane?
Yeah, the bunch of hurricane refugees
love.
Get put to, yeah, hurricane love. Storm of passion.
Yes. Prison of passion.
I think there already are prisons of passion. All right, so what would you do if you're walking down the street and all of a sudden you see a tiger? Apparently this really happened in Georgia on Wednesday. A female Bengal tiger, was shot and killed as it attacked a dog in Henry County, Georgia.
Oh.
The animal belonged to Feld Entertainment, a live production company that formerly worked with Ringling Brothers Circus. The 6-year-old tiger named Susie escaped unnoticed from a truck carrying the animals from Florida to Tennessee. So they pulled over in Georgia for the night.
And it wasn't just out in the boondocks in Georgia. It was like in suburban Atlanta where this tiger got loose.
Susie was stealth.
Mm-hmm. Susie was just hanging out. apparently she was walking down the street.
I bet that dog is one of those dogs that likes to chase the neighborhood cats, and all of a sudden the tiger.
It was the wrong cat.
Yeah.
Thankfully, her wiener dog wasn't injured by the tiger.
It was a wiener dog.
It was a wiener dog.
So he saw a hot dog.
And so, yeah, the tiger hopped the fence into this woman's backyard and tried attacking the dog. The dog, thankfully, wasn't hurt.
But the cops had to.
I'm sure the tiger was just playing with the wiener dog.
The tiger was just like, where am I?
That's not even that's not even an appetizer.
Yeah.
The tiger got killed for being a tiger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here's a police spokesman talking about the decision to use lethal force on the tiger.
Basically, earlier this morning, we did get a call of a tiger that was in near a residence. Officers did get to the scene. They were able to spot the tiger and confirmed it, and they were trying to get some professionals on the scene, DNR, animal control, such, to help with the situation. Unfortunately, it jumped a fence and went after a dog back behind one of the residents here, and the officers had to use some force to put the tiger down. So it is deceased.
Joanna, are you sad?
She's a cat person. Yeah, she's on the side of the tiger.
Does that count as a cat?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
It's like the grandmama of cats.
Yeah, Siegfried and Roy call him the big cat.
Yeah, that's the matriarch.
To snatch your neck out.
All right, not everyone in the country makes a lot of money, and they make it tough to find a place that's affordable to live. Now, a new study came out showing the 31 cities in the country where people can live comfortably for under $50,000.
You can buy a house in Detroit for a dollar, I heard.
Detroit is number five.
I'm going to make it rain in Detroit.
Actually, do you want to know what city is number one?
Yes.
you're sitting in it. El Paso, Texas. They're saying you only need about $40,000 to live comfortably in the city.
Yeah.
I'm on my way to the EP.
Yeah. Also, Lubbock, Texas came in at number 3 with $43,000. Albuquerque, New Mexico, around $43,000 as well. And rounding out the top 5 was Detroit, Michigan with $44,000. Texas actually had a few cities on this list. So, Texas, that's a state. If you're looking for some easy, I guess you could live comfortably here. Come on down.
Is it talking about cost of living? Is that what the...
Yeah, okay. Real estate prices, cost of living, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like real estate, but also like, you know, the cost of rent. So like renting here, also like the utilities, things like that.
Well, let me tell you, my landlords are really easy going about the rent that I have to pay.
Well, you're their favorite son.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
You're their second favorite son.
And they've had to rebuild Houston, so everything's going to go, you know, Houston, you know, Hurricane, what was that, Harvey?
Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah, what happens to the people on house arrest?
There, I don't know. Maybe they go to the Waffle House.
I would take off running like a slave.
So the Waffle House Index, this is something that's used for any kind of disaster relief that happens. So this is the hurricane damage assessment tool that is used by FEMA. And if you don't believe me, you can check out the Waffle News Twitter page because there is one. And this actually tells you when there is a hurricane, which Waffle Houses are open so that you can know how bad a disaster is. Now, this came out, I think it was around Hurricane Katrina. So if you go ahead and you look at it, it has like 3 different levels. So you have yellow, green, and red. So green means that all the operations, all Waffle Houses are fully functioning and offer an entire menu. That means that the disaster isn't, it's still bad, but it's not that bad. Yellow means that the Waffle Houses are operating in limited capacity without a full menu. Red means the restaurant isn't open, and this means that this is the worst possible scenario in a natural disaster.
So that would be like global killer, asteroid, zombie apocalypse.
That means that nobody, because the thing is, Waffle House's things, they're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter what. That's what they do. 24 hours, 7 days a week, always open. If they have to actually shut down a Waffle House because of something, that means
that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That means they can't get any of the food there. That means they can't get the electricity. They can't get the gas. They can't get what they need to run the business. So that's why FEMA, the former FEMA director, Craig Fugate, is actually the one who created this and is the one who said that this is a thing. And that this is a really good way that they actually decide whether or not a natural disease.
Well, why'd they diss IHOP or Denny's? Aren't they 24 hours too?
No, not necessarily, because there are Denny's that are.
I know there are village inns that are not 24 hours.
Yeah, there are Denny's as well that are not 24 hours.
Okay.
And then.
But does every hurricane prone area have a Waffle House?
Yeah.
We don't have a Waffle House here, but we're not going to get hit by a hurricane either.
They're a Southern brand.
Yeah.
So, they started in the South.
Yeah.
So, that they're very, there's a ton. And if you go, I think the actual Twitter is like at Waffle News. And when you go on there, it'll show you like a map of what Waffle Houses are open and the colors too. So, you'll see green for completely open, red means closed, yellow means partially.
Does California not get hurricanes?
No, not at all.
Hurricanes are...
They get earthquakes.
Yeah.
They get earthquakes, they get wildfires. Well, I guess God decided, you know, that's enough.
Yeah, we're not going to give you everything. But the Waffle House is so serious down south. You could be sitting in a Waffle House eating, looking at another Waffle House. Like, it is that serious.
I'm sure California gets some hurricanes every once in a while.
I don't know. Maybe not.
No, we don't
none? Mean, absolutely none.
No.
Like, in 100 years.
No.
No, we don't need all that.
No, Brandon, why don't, do you know?
Because hurricanes don't exist in the Pacific Ocean.
There you go.
Well, they're called, they do, they're called something else.
Tsunamis.
No.
No.
A tsunami is a completely different phenomenon.
No,
I think they're called typhoons, aren't they?
Typhoon.
No, typhoons are in the, we just had a quiz on this.
Mm-hmm.
We just had a Falconer Alternative Fact quiz. There's a cyclone, was it?
Mm-hmm.
A hurricane.
Hold on, let me bring it up here. You can find this at buzzadamshow.com, by the way.
Nice plug.
You like that?
A California hurricane is a tropical cyclone.
A cyclone?
There are, since 1900, only 2 tropical storms have ever hit California. So, yeah, they just don't get them a lot, I guess.
Okay, so it's whatever the pattern is, it's mostly in the Atlantic Ocean, and when it gets to the United States, it's usually Florida or Texas South. Or somewhere in between those two. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except when it hit freaking New Jersey. Was that
Sandy?
Yeah, Hurricane Sandy.
Sandy was a hurricane. It was odd because it made it all the way up there.
Yeah, it says here that the water temperature has something to do with it between the Pacific and the Atlantic. So because of the water temperature difference, the Atlantic Ocean is more likely to have a storm. And also the way that the Pacific Ocean is, it says that they are more likely to happen off the coast rather than on the coast of the country.
Because the hurricanes actually regulate the temperature of the water. What it does is it basically kind of sucks the heat up and it's moving it so it cools the temperature back down where it started.
Brandon Coates, meteorologist, science! Ladies and gentlemen.
Got an A.
Chuck DeBroder stepping up. Wow. Look at that. All right, let's take a break. More with Alicia Cooper. We're going to have the Mexican food in a blender challenge, which I will be taking. And the rest of you can just have delicious Mexican food.
Thank God.
No, thank you. Yeah. Please don't blend mine.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Well, in El Paso, where our flagship station is, we're having Mexican food fiesta downtown. A lot of restaurants are preparing food, and one that we're really looking forward to because we've had their food before is a food truck called Double Trouble. And Rose and Everly are here. Rose is the mom and Everly is the daughter. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Come on, get
you
into the microphone a little bit. I don't have my blindfold on yet, but as soon as we do the Mexican food in a blender challenge, the blindfold's going to go on, but I don't want to... I want to determine how we're going to do this. Are you going to, do I just have to guess out of all the possible Mexican foods, or are you going to tell me the things that you made?
And you know what I can do? You know what I can do? I can tell you what we have on our truck.
Okay.
And then I pick out from the menu.
And then you got to pick out from our menu. How about that?
All right. What do you got in your truck?
Okay. This is what we offer. We offer quesadillas, loaded fries, tacos. Okay. But with those three, you have the option for sirloin steak, Angus beef brisket, or a chicken chorizo blend.
Wait,
no notes. Chorizo.
I'm going to write this down as my choices, but it's not going to do me any good once the blindfold goes on. All right, so say them again, Rose.
Okay, so
chimichangas.
No, absolutely not. So we're going to have loaded fries, quesadillas, and tacos. But you can
quesadillas
and tacos. But either of those, any of those, you can actually get either with sirloin steak, Angus beef brisket.
I should be writing this down.
Yep, sirloin steak, Angus beef brisket, and a chicken chorizo blend. Something nobody here in El Paso
Angus
has.
Angus brisket. Okay, but if I just wanted a taco with ground beef, could I get that? Or no, you don't make it like
absolutely
that?
Absolutely not.
No, no ground beef.
No, sirree. Okay. Sirloin steak, Angus beef brisket. Or chicken chorizo blend.
Chicken chorizo blend. All right, so those are my options.
Uh huh.
Can I tell which is which just by taste? All right.
All right.
I'm gonna put the blindfold on.
Oh, and then you know what? I'm so sorry about this, but then we're gonna have a nice dessert for afterwards, and you'll have to guess that. Okay.
Oh, you have that blended up as well.
Yes, but I'm actually not gonna tell you our desserts because that might be a given.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I should be able to tell the dessert.
The dessert, you better.
Right.
Gosh.
Okay. Here you go. Everly's gonna man the blender, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
here we go.
You hear that blending going on, Brandon?
And how do you not?
I don't know. I didn't know if you were paying attention or not. And I've got my blindfold on. Rose, are you gonna hand me the first Mexican food in the blender?
Yes, here we go.
All right.
And let me help you a little bit because we got you a nice big straw, so hopefully it can fit through.
Because you see that, like, the damage I did to my teeth is pretty gnarly, huh?
I told you I'd be here to help you.
Yeah.
All right. As a hygienist as well.
So let's...
okay, here we go. Straw in the mouth. There we go. Got it. Mm. Come on, sucking skills. Let's go. There you go.
Okay.
That looks terrible.
Oh, God, Buzz.
That's really spicy.
So each one will have a different meat.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to say that one.
One more little taste?
Ew. I mean, no, the food's good, but the texture. I'm all about texture.
Oh, the texture.
Yeah, the texture's not great.
Okay.
Wait.
Here we go. Here
okay.
Oh.
We left it chunky.
Just for you.
Oh, boy. So is that chicken? Let me begin by saying, I believe that's chicken.
No.
God!
Oh, no, Buzz.
Oh. All right, let me try the other side. Okay, is that the taco?
Should I be able to tell him that it's the taco or not?
Yeah.
Don't tell him yet. Just write it down as the option.
Okay. So okay. Option number one, taco.
I say it's the taco, and I'm going to say that it is the. Okay. I'm going to say it's the taco with the Angus steak.
Taco with Angus steak for option one.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, fine.
Let's move on to two.
I might have to slowly feed this to you. Well,
take your time.
It's extra.
Okay. Okay, try to suck it out, but I don't know. Oh, yeah, no, you got it. Good job.
Okay. What are you thinking? What is it?
I think that is a quesadilla.
Oh, you think number two is a quesadilla?
That was one of my options, right?
Yes.
Yes.
No. Maybe that was the fries. That might have been the loaded fries.
One more little taste. You're doing amazing.
Quesadilla fries.
She's supporting him there.
I'm his cheerleader.
I like a woman who offers encouragement. God, is that... Okay, just from the taste. Come on, Buzz. Use your brain. You can't tell anything from the texture, so does that taste like a quesadilla, or does it taste... That tastes potato-y to me, so okay. I'm going to say that's the loaded fries.
You're going with fries?
What
All
kind?
Right.
And I'm going to say it has the...
Oh, yeah.
Sirloin.
Fries
I'm
with
gonna
sirloin?
I'm going to say fries with sirloin.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to option number three.
Good job, Everly.
Thank you.
Everly says she's shy.
Oh my gosh.
I'm laughing because she's not even doing the blender.
Oh, was that not her doing the blender? No. Good job, Veronica.
Side effects.
All right, so this is the third dish.
Okay. Yeah, this is the third dish.
Process of elimination says that it's got to be the quesadilla with chicken.
Unfortunately, I have to give you a skinnier straw, so don't be mad at me. Okay?
It's all right.
I don't know if it's going to.
Buzz, you actually look like you're enjoying this.
You have no idea. It weren't for this damn blindfold.
You get to take them off soon.
Okay. That's so thick. I didn't get any out yet.
Okay. Do you want to try it?
That's what she said.
Do you want me to feed it to you?
You got some?
Okay.
No, that's the... I change it. That's the loaded fries.
No changing.
No changes.
Yeah, of course you can change. That's the loaded fries.
Take another try.
Try it again. See what you say. Because you were pretty set that number two is potato.
Will you also wipe his lips?
I sure will.
Because he's got a lot of...
There you go.
There you do it gently.
Yes. My lip is still very tender. From the accident.
Yeah. All right. Number three.
I can't change my mind. Okay, that's the taco.
Fine. You can say it's a fry, but then you can't change two. So.
Okay. Okay. No. That's the quesadilla with chicken.
All right. Quesadilla.
Final answer.
All right. And then I think we have one more left.
Yes. Now this one.
Oh, this is the dessert.
We wanted to save the best for last because we know that was not an easy task.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
It's some kind of tres leche cheesecake.
All right, tres leches cheesecake.
Yep,
sounds good.
All right, well, let's take a break real quick, and then we'll go ahead and give you the answers, whether or not how horribly wrong you were or incredibly right.
This was a lot harder. I would have thought than I thought. I thought, well, it's going to taste the same, but since it's all blended up the same texture, I have no idea if I got any right.
And you know what's at stake? 25 years of living in El Paso and eating Mexican food. All of your experience has been put to the test. Yeah.
All your cred.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back, see how I did on the Mexican Food in a Blender Challenge. And double trouble. You heard all that delicious. Can I take the blindfolds off yet?
No,
I got to leave them on. All right. Yeah. They've got all that delicious stuff. And you can get it mixed up any way you want to. So make sure you go and see Rose and Everly at Double Trouble. Where do you guys usually sit up?
Usually we're with Fort Bliss, MWR, or AFES, so usually that's where we're at, but we're at a lot of big events, especially here.
Like Mexican food Fiesta yeah. this weekend. All right.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Thank Saturday. You, Rose. Rose, you're a dental hygienist?
Yes, I am.
Are you still do that?
I'm actually have not done that for a little while because
oh, really?
We're focusing on the business, but still I am a practicing dental hygienist that has a license if I want to go back.
Do you ever see private patients? You ever do in-home visits?
Let's talk.
All right.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
I cheated. I had some of the dessert.
The dessert,
it's
I didn't
so
even
good.
Get. I guessed it was Tres Leches cheesecake.
You're so wrong.
And I was completely wrong because I've seen the dessert. Rose, what is the dessert? It's ice cream and churros, right?
Yeah, it's actually called our ice cream churro bites. That is actually what we're using to kick off the Mexican Fiesta.
And that's what I had, right?
That's what you had. We've never
the
had
ice cream before. Is like, it's not like a traditional vanilla. It has almost like an extra, like it's like a vanilla bean.
Almost of it, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Good oh, job. It's so good. Yeah, you can tell in like the little black flecks in it from the vanilla bean. It's so good.
All right.
Nice. You're like so
Lisa
so
the expert.
This has never been on our truck before, so they can only get it. At the Mexican Fiesta. That's the first time.
All right. So I tried different Mexican dishes.
Yes.
In a blender. I feel like I got the French fry one right. I said
okay,
French fry.
Okay, here we go.
Do you want me to go through the answers?
Yeah,
the all right.
Yeah.
For number one, Buzz chose tacos with Angus steak.
Yes. Was I right?
Okay.
No.
He was right with the taco.
Okay you got the taco.
But not, he missed out on the meat. It's our Angus beef brisket taco.
Oh.
That's what we have right
now. Oh, yeah.
Did you say Angus steak?
Angus steak.
You said Angus steak.
Well,
did you mean Angus brisket?
I meant Angus, right. Yeah. That was the key word. Like, I think I got
think
that one.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
It was brisket.
Okay. All right. There you
All
go.
Right. Okay. Number two, I said was the French fries, and I said it was with the sirloin.
Okay, you said you are correct again.
That was right?
Yes.
Wow.
And the fries are
no,
amazing.
No, come on. You're
no,
making
really.
It up to
it's
make.
Underneath
LFS.
So that we don't lie to you.
What's LFS?
Steak.
Loaded fries steak.
Loaded fries steak.
And it's so great because they have like the cilantro.
There's no cheating. We wrote it on the bottom of the cup.
Yep, LFS.
Yeah. They're really good too because it has like the different, there's like green chili and the red chili.
Lisa and I are just eating.
Yeah.
You continue.
I know. Let me see it.
Yeah. Then the meat's on there and then it's like, what is the drizzle of the... Is
it a little bit of ranch. A
little bit of ranch.
Buzz, do you feel like you have a sophisticated palate?
No. Not at all. You know what I eat most days?
What?
Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Oh, no.
Say whatever he can heat up in the microwave.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I see you have a fridge that is full of microwave.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I eat.
Dinners. So this must be like an explosion for your taste buds.
I eat a lot of lean cuisine. I don't think I have a very developed palate at all.
And you know what? All of our food is fresh. Nothing, everything is made fresh.
That must have been what was throwing me off.
That was, yeah.
All right, okay, so the final one by process of elimination, that must have been, okay, so I got the tacos, I got the loaded fries. That had to be the quesadilla with chicken.
And you were absolutely right.
Woo! Lisa, how impressed are you? I got to tell you.
Guys.
Which is hilarious because he was complaining. No, those are the fries. Those are the fries for number three.
And then you guys didn't let him change, remember? He wanted to change.
You go, why are you using my forks?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought this one was clean.
Is there a career for somebody who's like a super taster? You know, somebody who's got like a really refined palate?
You should get the job.
I believe it's called a chef.
Chef, yeah.
Chef? No. I don't want
a
cook.
A food reviewer. A food critic.
Food critic?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've discovered, like they say, everybody has some talent that they go through their life they may never discover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're lucky if you discover. I think I discovered my talent is I have a super refined sense of taste.
Aside from bicycle riding.
That's not my talent. Wow.
You have a good, really good palate, man. Congrats.
It's just so good.
That's right. He ran into that brick wall so good he could actually taste what the brick and mortar was.
That brick wall.
How refined his taste buds are.
Did I tell you the next day after the accident, I went out, I ran into this rock and cement pillar, basically. But I went out looking for my teeth, thinking, well, gee, you know, maybe.
Yeah, because if you don't have your teeth, you want to look for them, of course.
I found dozens of pieces of teeth, and some of them were embedded in the cement. And they had stuck in there because I hit the stupid thing so hard.
I thought he became a drug addict I was looking for rocks, like when you first sent that photo.
I need a rock.
I was like, oh, you've hit that level.
He hit rock bottom.
Yeah. Thank you. I was waiting for that one to come. Yeah.
So who, when you're doing your food truck, who does most of the cooking? Who's kind of out front? Who's front of house? Who does most of what?
I like to do front of house, and the cooking is what I'm always everywhere. But mm-hmm. my daughter is actually a pastry chef.
Ooh.
So you're going to find her mostly on the dessert side, but you'll see her at the window a lot. She's really good.
The dessert, is that one of your creations?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really good. And like the little bite, like it's perfect, like little handheld bites.
They are hand pipe.
But you're not supposed to eat it with your hands.
What's left of it.
You're still supposed to use forks, even though it's hand-sized.
I did. And I had a fork until you took it.
Hey, we're friends at this point.
No, I don't like your feet, and I don't want to use it as a fork.
They are hand-piped as well. So
they're delicious.
I do everything from hand, from scratch.
We do not.
Where did you learn?
From school, actually.
Oh, from a pastry school? Wow.
Nice.
They got a pastry school?
Absolutely. EPCC.
Oh, nice. All right. Very good. Well, we're glad to have you guys as
Thank
part
you.
Of the Mexican
Thank
Food
you.
Fiesta.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing
Thank
the stuff by. There's going to be a lot of Mexican food downtown. If you're in El Paso or if you're passing through, hit us up tomorrow at the Mexican Food Fiesta.
Are you constipated? Well, as we all know, nothing keeps you regular like a good hot plate of Mexican food. But you don't always have time for a full meal. That's when you need Mexlax. Mexlax can keep you regular when you're on the go. Our scientists here at Mexlax Labs have taken the colon cleansing effects of chiles rellenos, beef and bean burritos, carnitas, and hot plates of mole and put them all into one easy-to-swallow capsule. Whenever you feel irregular, just take one Mexlax capsule and soon you'll be doing the Tijuana trots all the way to the baño. Just listen to this compensated celebrity endorsement.
Hi. Sometimes as you get older, it's not too easy to do a numero dos. Que lastima. Does Mexlax really work? Ay, es verdad. I'm doing caca in my pants right now. Bless you, Mexlax.
And Mexlax comes in three delicious flavors. Mild, chiloso, and ay chihuahua. And coming soon for all you ringos, Tex-Mexlax. The same constipation-fighting power as Mexlax regular, but with ketchup. Mexlax, available at Walgreens, Rite Aid pharmacies, Save-On stores, and swap meets everywhere. Choose as directed.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. For more, head to buzzadamshow.com.